Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, as the case may be for you. This is Ash Wednesday, Part 2. I thought I would give you a bit of a window into the early church and how they practiced the beginning of Lent and the use of ashes. And specifically, I'd like to point you towards public penitence. And in the early church, the writer Tertullian, who lived in the 3rd century, tells us about how this worked. Persons who had committed a serious public sin and scandal were enjoined on Ash Wednesday with the practice of public penitence. This period lasted from Ash Wednesday until Holy Thursday or Maundy Thursday, when they were reconciled, absolved of their sins, and allowed to receive the Holy Communion. But this imposition of public penitence on Ash Wednesday was something that the Church of Rome used very effectively in its early years. And there's numerous descriptions of the ceremony preserved in medieval manuscripts where every breath and every detail is recorded. But public sinners, that is to say those who were known to the public to be notorious sinners, approached the priest before Lent, accused themselves, and then in turn the priest passed them on to the bishop. The bishop led them into the church on Ash Wednesday, barefooted, dressed in sackcloth, bowed heads. He held the first person by their hand, then each person held the hand of the person behind them, much like you'd see elementary school children. And the bishop, assisted by the canons of the cathedral, led them through acts of penitence. And when they finished that, the penitents were then blessed by the bishop and sprinkled with holy water. Ashes were thrown on their head, and they were led out of the church in the same way. And they were forbidden to re-enter the church until Holy Thursday or Maundy Thursday. And in the meantime, throughout Lent, they would spend Lent apart from their families in a monastery or some other place of voluntary confinement, where they occupied themselves with prayer and manual labor and works of charity. And among the things they had to do was go barefooted all through Lent. They were forbidden to converse with anyone. They slept on the ground, on a bedding of straw. They were not allowed to bathe or cut their hair. And then they were joyously welcomed on Maundy Thursday at the successful completion of their penitence. So that's how things used to be in old-time religion. And that's what we talk about here in the Lobster Pot. I'm glad you came by for Ash Wednesday. Part 2.